And they never approached me and said anything.
You invited some of these Roswell folk up
there. Yeah, they were there. But it was kind of neat. Just one of those things.
All right. I want to backtrack with you a little bit here. About the education part. And because you said that you went to Bailey Johnson the whole time, right?
Right.
And so you never had any access at all to the school that was closest to you?
No.
How did you get to Bailey Johnson? Was there a bus? At least gave you a bus by then.
Right.
Well, because when you went, there wasn't a bus, was there? Yeah.
No. No.
Because I remember they said, oh, we have to walk for miles.
Yeah.
Did you think about that?
At the time, no. Just the way it was. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. If I did, it was one of those little thoughts, and then you didn't take it, didn't ponder on it, and kept thinking. And even now, I when we talk about it, we had a good time. Mm-hmm. Because I was talking to my brother, and we was talking about how we used to play ball with the white kids. We couldn't organize and play with them, but we would play with them on our own. We would go play ball. They would come get us. We'd go play ball, mm-hmm. even though we didn't play in school or on off. Like, we didn't play Little League and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the kids played together. Mm-hmm. No grown-up supervision, but we did. And I remember that, and because I was laughing at some guy, and he was talking about discrimination. I said, well, you know, we used to go Broadway and play with the kids down there. And when we got through playing, we would rock each other back home. If they came up there, we would rock them back, and vice versa. And these were black kids. Mm-hmm. It was just, you didn't live in my neighborhood, but the next day we were buddies, because mm-hmm. we had to play together. So I really didn't think of the school situation. I just thought that's the way it was. You know, at this point, I wish it had been integrated sooner. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's just the way it was.
What about in terms of other things like, you know, being able to go to lunch, you know, or go to restaurants or something, or shopping, or I don't know, getting a doctor's care or any of that stuff that you do now, but you couldn't.
Well, I don't remember anything I really couldn't do. We couldn't eat in a restaurant. I can remember that. But the doctors, we went to the doctors. I don't remember a lot of, you know, intricacies of it now. But we did go to the doctors, and we did, you know, because I think we interacted with the other race. It's just that it wasn't on a large scale. It wasn't free to do it. They got it done. Because mm-hmm. I remember, because I used to fall and hurt myself a lot, and I was always at the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. So I was playing ball a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think I was in the 10th grade. We went to Alma, Georgia to play basketball. Mm-hmm. So when we went there, we had to stay in black family. We couldn't stay at the hotel, so we had to stay at, they had to pick a black family to stay in. So we went, me and my best friend, we stayed in this family, and the other guy stayed in another family. So one day we went uptown, and we just walked in the grocery store, drugstore, and got what we wanted, paid for it, went on back. So when we came on the way back, some of the people looked at us, and they said, where did you get that? Well, we went up to the Dairy Queen, got it, and we went to, you ain't supposed to go in there. We didn't know. Mm-hmm. And this was like 1963 in Alma, Georgia, down south. And I think that's what was here. We, you know, here we knew what we weren't supposed to do. But we went to the stores.